Hello, 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 everybody. KDC here, KDC Movement, back again with another episode. Want to talk about today, what you gonna do? Yes, I understand that's incorrect grammar. But want to talk about what are you gonna do? You don't have to continue down the same path that you've been going down. No, you don't have to wake up with the same hurt, anger, malice, animosity, bitterness that you felt yesterday and the day before that and the day before that and the week before that and the month before that. You don't have to continue with that weight. Matthew 11 and 28 says, and this is Jesus talking to the multitude, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Now, looking on into verses 29 and 30, Jesus goes on to say, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart. And you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Now, to stick a pin right there, when I looked up the definition of a yoke, it's simply defined as to become joined or linked together. So in other words, Jesus is telling us to link up with him and he'll take away those things that have been weighing us down, those burdens, that worry, that concern. You can't sleep at night, that you have no peace because you're so burdened, your heart is so heavy, your spirit is troubled. But see, one thing that we must know is that God isn't going to force himself on anyone. Revelations 3 and 20, Jesus is talking to the church of Laodicea. He's talking to the saints who lack the conviction. And he said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him, and he with me. You see, really quickly in this particular passage, Jesus is letting them know, and I'm paraphrasing, you're not in this alone. He's talking to the lukewarm saints. He told them that you're neither hot nor cold. And he's letting them know you don't have to go through this by yourself because I'm here. I'm right here. The man at the pool in Bethesda. For 38 long years, this man endured an infirmity. And in verse 6, John chapter 5, verse 6, Jesus asked the man, do you want to be made well? In this very moment, Jesus is asking you, just like he did the man at Bethesda, do you want to be made well? You don't have to walk around and carrying all that weight. Some of us have tried to be so strong, not realizing that that thing is weighing you down. You didn't all of a sudden become angry. You didn't all of a sudden just become bitter overnight. That guilt, that shame that has caused you to walk around in the shadows all of these years instead of taking your rightful place in front. Will you be made whole? Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. John 8:36. You can be free today. You can be free today. Free from the pain, free from the anger, free from the hurt, free from the brokenness. Some of you are worried about what so-and-so will think. Well, this isn't about them. This is between you and God. Be free today. It doesn't matter how long it's been. Today is your day. This is your moment for you to be free. God sees you. He's heard your cries. And he wants to free you today. My friend, my sister, my brother, will you be free? Will you be made whole today? Will you be delivered from that very thing, that very person? God said, I'm here. I'm here. 1 Peter 5:7 says, cast all your cares upon me, for I careth for you. God is saying, give it to me. I got it. It's bigger than you could ever carry. Be free today. Free in your mind, free in your body, free in your spirit. Be free. It's time to come from behind the mask, the facade that you get up and put on day in after day, night after night. That blanket of I'm okay. Will you be made well?